Reservations on the loss today, but warmest congratulations on the season. Fantastic effort to win the Treloar Cup. 8 points in front with two rounds to go with the bye. And just a real tribute, not only to yourself, but all the crew there within the club.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good season, and to get the minor premiership is always, it's not our main goal.
Yeah.
We've been to the big dance two times in the last 2 years in a row, and that's still our focus, and that's our goal. So today is disappointing. We got outplayed in the second half. First half, I thought we were on top, but we didn't finish our opportunities, and I can count four golden opportunities that we let go past, and you can't do that in semi-final football. And that's what we were treating today as a semi-final game, and they beat us. We started playing their game or playing into their hands.
Well, the big thing was in the second half, you gave them plenty of opportunity to get out there and bash their line, but their defence was just simply outstanding on the day. But overall, great to see you've got plenty in seconds as well, which is fantastic to see, and they've had a more than competitive year.
Yeah, and that's been our big thing this year with the depth. We've been able to replace blokes that have been injured and stood out for a week and still gone through reasonably well unscathed. That's really good for the club as well.
Is the vast majority of those players purely from Walker or coming down from Armidale, Gyra?
Four blokes, I think. Well, Dom comes from Murala and Charlie from Gyra, that's two, and then the two Davidson boys come from Buddy Somerton. That's the four for outside. The rest are all around Walker on the farm. Sione, obviously, but
yeah. As you've lost such a fantastic player, Sione won't be playing for the rest of the season, but still finishing on top of the table, get that chance to host a final at home and get the chance to host the grand final. But big year as well with the new jumpers as well with the big V, 125 years of rugby in Walker, and you're able to really enjoy, the last couple of weeks. You're playing Scone, of course, at home, so that seals the deal. But also, of course, you've got the bye where you can enjoy the 125th anniversary in regards to a dinner and all that sort of stuff. We can still go through walkerrugby.com to get your tickets and get stuck into it.
It's on our bye weekend, and I think they've got 400 booked in. I don't know where they're going to squeeze them, but it's going to be a pretty good night. Well, terrific. Good season to go with the anniversary, it'll be a big night and a big day, and then hopefully a big end of the season for us.
You've been to the dance a few times, and by the same token, there are two comps, one for the Treloar Cup and one for the Heath Shield, and you've got the Treloar Cup in the bag, taking away from Pirates for the first time in 3 or 4 years, which is a tough task, but it's a red hot competition. The good thing for you blokes is you can not so much relax, but now you're in the playoffs. Everybody else from Lambert and Torrens Gunnar, Red Devils to the San Osnabro Blue Boys to even the McGregor Goulet Mori Wheeler Bulls. They don't know where they're going to get up to because they got beaten by the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. So, if not at the worst, you're in the major semi final.
We just got to worry about ourselves, like let the others sort themselves out, and then when they come to home, we just try and make our ground a fortress and make them work to not give it away, give that advantage away. Major semi-final and grand final. Well, the major semi-final will be there, but the grand final, that's where we want a home one.
Finally, in regards to Batu coming up here, of course, part of it, the Waratah players and all that sort of gear coming up. You've noticed a lot more people coming out to the games who are just getting into the community thing, just with the drought knocking everybody so much about, and just as a bit of an alternative than fixing up the same old fence, 20 times a day.
And not only that, it's a couple of players, Willis come back, and a couple of blokes that were going to retire, and I think purely it's just if you want to say mental health or whatever you want to call it, they come and bash their frustrations out on Saturday afternoon, and then they go back and work on it on Sundays with a headache and or whatever, and say, geez, I had a good day yesterday, and then worry about what's going on at home for the rest of the week and that sort of thing. And the crowd support's been pretty good too. It's an afternoon off for them, have a few beers and enjoy the afternoon, and then worry about it and go back the next day sort of thing. I've played sport all my life, and it's one of those things. It's just a good break from a farm, whether it's a good season or bad season, just to get away and forget about it for a few hours.
Yeah, well, Baz, warm congratulations, coach of the Walker Rams, have helped themselves to the Royal Cup in the San Jose North Rugby Premiership in 2019. Looking forward to them getting through to yet another dance and helping themselves to the Heath Shield and the Santos Cup finally. And we want to thank him for his time and wish him all the best moving forward.
Thank you.